This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 989-773-5061. Regarding Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, middle name M like Mary, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, date of birth July 4th of 1966. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a consultation for Ms. Turner, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria. The patient is a 56-year-old female with a long history of severe back pain, secondary to scoliosis and fibromyalgia. She's had a history of irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, but that has gotten much better with diet control and avoiding the foods that cause the diarrhea. She recently had a workup for arthritis, and it was actually unremarkable. She had a low positive ANA titer of 1 to 80. And the ANA pattern was nuclear dots, which were very few also. A lot of asymptomatic individuals have that pattern. Her rheumatoid arthritis screening was negative. One of the complement tests, the complement 50, CH50, was elevated, but the other two complement markers were normal. She did have urinalysis that was positive for protein on August 22nd. There were a few bacteria, a few casts noted at that time. No culture was indicated at that time, though. Nitrates were negative. White count was negative. May have been vaginal bacteria contaminated. June 24th, though, she did have protein. Also, calcium oxalate crystals were moderate, casts 0 to 5 at that time. At that time, she did start a low oxalate diet and a low protein diet. Unfortunately, she lost 10 pounds in 6 weeks, so the diet actually caused excessive weight loss. But the oxalates did disappear out of the urine. She does have normal kidney function, though. So the cause of the proteinuria is currently inconclusive. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion, an occasional cough and wheezing. She has been smoking cigarettes a pack per day for at least 43 years. She does have chronic back pain and in the past has used large amounts of ibuprofen and has used it daily for quite a long time, many years. But she's not been using it recently. She's getting more relief from gabapentin and amitriptyline and cyclobenzaprine for the pain. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no current diarrhea, blood, or melena, no abdominal pain. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema or claudication symptoms, no rashes or lesions. Past medical history is significant for gastroesophageal reflux disease, fibromyalgia, scoliosis with chronic back pain, bilateral hip pain, irritable bowel syndrome with history of diarrhea but none current, polyarthritis, a history of intermittent microscopic hematuria, and insomnia. Past surgical history, she's had a cesarean section. She had a cyst removed near her left ovary and was diagnosed, it was caused by endometriosis, she was told. Social history, the patient is a widow. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She smokes one pack of cigarettes per day for the last 43 years. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, emphysema, and skin cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medication, Flexeril 10 milligram at bedtime, Prilosec 20 milligram daily, Amitriptyline is 50, 5-0 milligram daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligram three times a day. Vitamin D3 daily. And the ibuprofen over the counter was 200 milligram, two to three twice a day, but not for several months. Physical examination, height is 68 inches, weight 131 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cough is 120 over 70. Pulse 84, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites. Extremities, no edema. Brisk capillary refill, no ulcerations or lesions. And lab studies, on September 21st, 2022, the protein to creatinine ratio was very large at 24 or 2340, and the normal range is 24 to 184 milligram per gram of creatinine. So this looked like growth proteinuria. We then asked the patient to do a 24-hour collection for protein, and that actually was completely different. It revealed microscopic proteinuria with 180 milligram per 24 hours of protein, and the normal range would be less than 150 milligram. Therefore, this was an inconsistent finding. And she does have normal creatinine levels. The most recent creatinine level was done June 13th of 2022. And that was 0.7 with estimated GFR of 98. So she has perfectly normal creatinine levels. Assessment and plan, proteinuria with inconsistent test results and history of hematuria. We're going to repeat her labs and also we'll get a urinalysis and a micro or creatinine to protein ratio again. If that remains elevated, we may repeat the 24-hour urine for protein collection. She's going to stay off all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and continue her current medication regime. She will have a follow-up study after we have the results of the urine and labs back to determine what the next step will be. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.